the belt speeding below me. I breathe deep and hold myself up by the rails as I lift my legs and lower my body down. When my feet hit the belt, my neurons snap and fire, and my muscles and tendons contract in an all-out sprint. My heart feels as if it is going to be ripped out. My legs threaten to cramp. I try to calm my breath and mind. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Amen comes just as I hit the quarter mile mark. I jump onto the runners again and wipe my face with a towel, watching the clock count down the rest interval until it hits 45 seconds. Then, run. If you can watch television while you're on the treadmill, you aren't running hard enough. No matter how loud the gym has Fox News playing, however enthralling you might find the 100th rerun of NCIS, you should be running so hard that all your attention is focused on staying on the belt. If what you want is a slow walk, a jog, a long run, then go outside, get some vitamin D, and enjoy the scenery. Whoever thought of putting televisions in gyms wasn't interested in promoting anyone's health. Televisions just encouraged the idea that running is a chore to be distracted from rather than a pleasure to be experienced. If you want to run, then make your run entertaining. Run down a wooded trail and imagine some primal enemy chasing you. Run for your life. Imagine a deer running in front of you and run it down. That's how our ancestors hunted, running animals to exhaustion. Remember that the deer can't sweat. You can catch it if you go long enough. Use your imagination. Do whatever you can think of to make running fun. A television in front of a treadmill? That's like a ball for a gorilla in the zoo. Entertainment in the cage. I hate the treadmill, but there are times when I need it. Not so much for my legs and lungs, but for my mind and even my spirit. If I go to the local track and run repeats around it, I am prone to slow down, to back off on the fourth repeat, even though I have three more to go. My body could take it. I could run harder than I do. But my mind has this powerful way of saying, slow down, stop, you're going too hard. That's where the treadmill comes in. On a treadmill, I can turn the dial to just above what I already know I can do. 5-minute repeats with a 1:30 rest in between. I set the pace at a 6-minute mile, a fast pace for me, one I know I'll struggle maintaining and would have a hard time keeping up around a track. Lift, fall. Lift, fall. My mind can keep track only of the movement of my legs, my every breath. My body takes all the focus I can bring to it. I try to keep my head neutral and my shoulders.